I go, no, don't, but he's an accountant. So I'm just like, don't audit me. And he's like, you owe me more taxes. Bend over.
I didn't keep any of my receipts.
Yeah. I didn't freeze your W-9.
He goes, your car didn't depreciate that much. Now I'm going to depreciate your ass. Get over. I'm about to put miles on it.
Oh, this gosh. Ass is undervalued.
Yeah.
Don't bring politics into our sex life.
So, this is bad. Some of this is bad.
To drag out horse. No.
Yeah.
So wait, what was your question about Dean? You said we have to dive in, but I think I just can't
believe you three live together.
Right.
Like, okay, it feels like I just can't believe one.
Well, my husband moved to Minneapolis.
It's situational.
Hold on.
My husband moved to Minneapolis. Our mortgage was like $4,500
a month.
Yeah.
For here.
Uh huh. Because we didn't put 20% down, and then our taxes went up double.
Now, when you say husband, is this like a funny bit? So. And I love, it's 2024. I just feel.
With your southern accent, you're like, and I don't really believe in gay marriage.
No.
I mean, through God.
I'm saying like
listen,
a bit like you
I know
mean,
the Pope's
you're
for it.
Married.
But maybe we're not for the Pope no more, you know? It's just the Pope's giving a little bit of a desperado now. And no, it's less the gay that I'm confused about with this situation and more the marriage, because he's in Minneapolis and you're in Texas.
Right.
Is it temporary?
The marriage?
Because he's not, you guys aren't living.
We were living together. He just moved up there.
Are you going up there?
I'm not moving to Minneapolis.
Guys, am I crazy? This is an insane thing that I'm asking you.
No, I'm not. You want me to move to Minneapolis.
Well, why did he move to Minneapolis?
For a job.
But he's going to come back?
He might.
Yeah. Probably. There's like a probably like, it's either going to work out or not. I just don't know. It's like, why worry now if I don't know what's going to happen?
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
It either will work out or it won't.
Have you ever done long dist?
I'm doing long distance right now.
I'm crazy.
Oh, and I have judgment. What do you mean you live in different places? She's in a long distance relationship.
What? You okay? So you were projecting.
Where is he?
He's in Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with our child, Mister.
Oh, you have a kid?
It's a mix. Pup, dog. No, I'm just. But we're not. I don't have a ring on it, and we don't have a mortgage up there too. Yeah.
Oh,
he should.
We do. We have two mortgages, and we actually have to sell the house.
I would actually have a ring.
We have to sell both houses.
See, this is at this point, a marriage just felt like.
Is your boyfriend hot as shit?
No.
He's ugly.
You know, I figured it out.
You're one
no,
of
they're
girls.
Not. And I figured out what it was. I don't date. Podcast. I never have dated. No,
you
I
date,
can't.
Like, big guys.
No. Literally, my only requirement is breath.
What?
You have breath in your lungs.
Oh, okay.
If you've seen the variants of guys that I've dated, you'd be like, oh, you have no type. I am attracted to a good time.
Whoa.
So usually they're not.
That
good
makes
looking.
So much more sense while you're hanging out with separately Laser and Dean.
Yes.
They are a good time.
They're a good time. I love a good time. And I think what it was is I grew up like around country club people. Mm-hmm. And then I was like in a sorority at an SEC school at South Carolina.
I love that.
Yeah. But like, and I was kind of a little bit of a wacko girl.
Years.
Yes. Yeah. But I was the weird one but I was trying to fit in with all the, like, khaki wearing, polo wearing boys, and then I never really fit in, so I just kind of.
Well, you got too drunk.
I got too drunk, and I was like,
and you were annoying there.
I was like, why don't you want to have a conversation with me? I know my eyes aren't looking at you; they're looking at nothing. They're looking in the back of my head.
Why won't you look in here?
Right? Why won't you also look in the back of my brain with me? And then I just realized, like, I was around douchebag good looking guys, and I think I just wrote it off. And I'd rather a good time, silly Billy looking guy.
Yeah. And does your boyfriend know you feel this way, that he's not attractive?
You know what?
I'd love to see a pic.
I think, the writing's in the mirror. You know what I mean?
I told my husband that once. I go, what? I thought I was being really, really nice. And I said, babe, I'm so happy I'm not attracted to you for your looks, so that when we grow old together, I'll still love you. And that he didn't like that.
I mean, but he's got to know, right? You're definitely the beauty in the relationship.
Well, look at him. He's gorgeous. Every room he walks in, it's scary.
Yeah.
He knows that I'm very attractive.
Yeah, that makes sense. But you also have a personality that's so crazy. You can't have two hotties, though. You can't have two hotties in a relationship. Like, you can for a good fling, but it's not going to be forever.
It reminds me of those videos of gay sex where it's like a really hot like young guy and then like some like fat old man jerking him off. You ever see those?
Yeah.
No. Is your porn category Beauty and the Beast? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always like slow teasing hand jobs.
it's just like a beautiful man shaving another back.
Yeah.
It's gross, of a burly man.
No. I think the ugly people keep their clothes on, but yeah.
I actually will not watch porn if both of them are attractive.
Why is it just not believable?
Because I'm like, well, which one am I?
Well, it is better to have a hot bottom.
And I like a hot top.
You know what's so sad? Oh, you like, I think when the bottom's ugly, it's like, this is so sad.
Yeah. Why? Because is the bottom, you're already taking it.
No, because I feel like he's like just taking it whatever he can get.
We don't look downly on people who take it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So back
and
to
I
the
guess,
Pope.
And I guess I guess I'm a bit of a taker in that sense of the word.
Why is it sad that the bottom is an uggo?
Because it's like, I think the bottom is like, I guess traditionally the more feminine. It's not even feminine, but like, what is it? It's like you would think that's like the prize, the beauty.
The prize jewel?
The prize jewel, the thing that is getting fucked. You know what I mean? So for it to be ugly and the top to be hot, it's kind of like.
Uh-oh. Oh, they're taking advantage of.
Oh, no. Actually, no this actually, I don't feel the same way.
We don't have that in gay.
There's no woman to victimize, so we're just having fun.
That's such a good point.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why we have sex with strangers from the internet, because it's like.
There's no victims.
No, because when guys try to kill another man, that's just like a duel.
That's just.
Well, when a man kills a woman, that's a crime. You know what
that's
I mean?
A crime. Oh my God, that's so. Yeah, that's just like a fun game we play.
Yeah.
That's so funny because I didn't even know what you were talking about. It didn't even occur to me that there might be a victim.
Yeah. Women.
Oh my
women
gosh. Are, you guys have never. Victim. You guys never play like. Like victim in the like role play victim in the bedroom. Like no,
go on,
don't. No stop. And then your ugly boyfriend's like, no, I will keep going.
Yeah, I'm so lucky. And
I go no, don't. But he's an accountant, so I'm just like, don't audit me.
Yeah.
And he's like, you owe me more taxes. Bend over.
Bend over. That's actually fun.
I didn't keep any of my receipts.
Yeah. I didn't put like 50%
check under the pillow.
Where's your W-9?
He goes, your car didn't depreciate that much. Now I'm going to depreciate your ass. Get over it. I'm about to put miles on it.
Oh, this gosh. Ass is undervalued.
Yeah.
Don't bring politics into our sex life.
So I love being a victim.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of the best things, best feelings in the world. Emotionally, I love to be a victim.
So I actually like to feel like a gift.
In sex.
I think that's where our thing is the same.
That's such a way of framing it. So you're like, oh, look at me. I'm your little flower.
Yeah, like, no, well, not that. Oh. I didn't say I would like to pretend I'm a child.
No, I didn't. Oh, I'm a little dandelion. Blow
like,
me.
I like to feel like you're so lucky for this. You're so lucky.
Oh, I do like that. I like that out in the wild, in the streets. I like to be like, look who you get to stand next to. And he goes, your fever blister? And I go, yep.
Why do you keep calling it that?
A fever blister?
Yeah.
Is it this?
It's a cold sore, right?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing as a fever blister.
You know what it kind of looks like? It kind of looks like you were one of those badass girls who got like a piercing right here and then just recently took it out.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I thought it kind of looked like I got to
a five. And I kind of in your eyes, you were kind of like, didn't like that I said that.
No, I like it.
Okay.
I want to, I... I would like to get into a female fight soon.
Have you?
A female fight. It sounds like, because they'll actually fight back.
Yeah, I want.
Are
I
you
want,
one of those I girls want, that hits I, her boyfriend?
No, I used to. Yeah. I didn't.
I meant you, like. So we have an abuser on the pod.
I don't anymore, and I sometimes still
do. I mean, like I was like in middle school and a little bit of junior high. I
used to push
was
girls into lockers because I didn't know my own strength.
Yeah, and it was kind of, you didn't know what to do.
I'm going
to
put that on the record right now because people are going to come out against me.
No, I like, but also when you were that age, like you were like, oh my God, he just shoved me. He likes me.
No, I think everyone knew I was gay and they're like, he's angry, he's in the closet.
You get in the closet, yeah. Bitch.
Slam, yeah. They fall to the ground. I was like, uh-oh.
Look at me. What was I saying though? About my feet. No.
You like to feel like a gift. People stand next to you.
And you sometimes hit your boyfriend.
Oh no! I just want to get into a female fight. Sorry, yeah. Going back to it. I want to know because I've started like weightlifting and stuff, and I would love to know.
Have you ever been in one?
The thing that blows my mind is dudes talk about fighting like when you guys are like, well, you know, and then it started, so I had to jump in, and it's like guys talk about fighting like. Like it's like they don't have an option to do it. Like
well, if my friend,
sometimes another man doesn't give you an option.
Guys are like, I saw it from across the room, so you know I had to start. Or like, you know, this guy started mouthing off to
me. The starting the fight, you do have a choice, and that person's the problem. But if your friend gets in a fight, no matter if they're the problem, I mean, don't have those friends if they're constantly doing that. But you go protect your friend.
That's like. It's always blows my mind that guys talk about it like that. Like there's no option. Like I'm like, you started to fight, you go for it. But
you know, in girl world, like I'm sure you've snapped at another girl for saying something bad about one of your friends.
Yeah, but I've never gotten to. I got my ass beat at a Kid Rock concert in an amphitheater in Cincinnati.
Recently?
No, I was in high school. Oh. They like. It was like muddy, you know, and we were like drunk in high school and like we had flip-flops on. So like it'd get stuck in the mud and then we'd like try and take a step with our flip-flop and the mud would fling everywhere. And these giant, I would say half human, half grizzly bears, females.
I love those type of women. Yeah. Those, you know, they're just drunk. They're like, man loves it.
Right?
Yeah, they always get that like round stomach. They're like, everyone wants. And you know what? They usually get fucked by hot men in small towns.
A tiny hot men.
Yeah.
Itty bitty whittle hot men.
Yeah.
They just grabbed our ponytails and pulled us to the ground.
Like that soccer
and started band. Wailing on us. Yeah. But now I think
our
about
ponytails.
It.
Ponytails.
Our little tiny ponytail.
That is so funny. Yeah. And all of us had a ponytail at a Kid Rock concert.
I mean,
you just painted a picture. Yeah. This is a very specific person.
Were you and your friend, not that anyone deserves to be hit, were you and your friend being disrespectful at the Kid Rock concert? Because I used to go to Country Fest every single year with my beautiful best friend named Nissa. And she's beautiful. She was 17 and a huge bitch.
Yeah.
And they'd sneak to the front and they'd got in front of these older women. And these women started talking shit, being like, you guys just pushed in front of us. And my hot friend turned around and she goes, that's because you're white trash. and the older woman goes, what the fuck did you say to me? And my friend Nissa turns around and she goes, I said, you're white trash. And that's how young pretty girls get their ass kicked at Kid Rock concerts.
That's exactly, I want to do that. I want to start that fight. Because that is my, I don't know what it is in me. I think I have a little white trash in me, but I want to know how I hold up.
Yeah.
I want to know the feeling of hitting fist to skin. I want to feel that rush. And I don't, but I'm so scared of getting hit back. I think I won't be able to handle the pain.
My biggest thing that why I don't get in fights because I don't want a lawsuit.
Oh.
That's why I don't get in fights.
I never and teeth.
I can't have these pop out.
I know guys get in fights so much, and it never seems permanent.
No,
on
he
that.
Didn't get that from getting hit, did you?
No, I got this from being poor.
Got baptized in Mountain Dew.
We just didn't go to the dentist.
In the name of Snap, Crackle Pop.
Wait, love my fake teeth. Yeah. But
how many do you have?
I have a bridge. So I have three in the front are fake. But now I've been like smoking so much pot that I can't tell if they're loose or if like I'm just feeling a foreign object in my body. So I'm always like stoned, being like, I can't tell if they're loose or not. Or I'm like, because it's not my actual teeth, so you can't. It feels...
Is it the one where they take your teeth out and they put the little screws in and then they screw in?
No, so that is what, those don't fall out. Really, these are like, I have little baby teeth between them and there's one tooth that was completely missing. And so it's a bridge, so they're all connected, these three. And so they come out as a unit. So they have fallen out and they fell out last fall, okay? And let me tell you something.
Where did they fall out?
I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about water picks and I was like, I have a water pick, I should use it. Pull out the water pick, slam, the bridge falls out. I'm missing three teeth. I'm a waitress and I do stand up, so it's like, and then I'm missing half my teeth. It looks really bad.
Wait, I feel like you would get more tips.
No. I wore a mask.
Really?
No, if they fell out again, I'd be like, I believe in COVID.
No, you don't give more
tips. I would do stand up with no teeth, or you?
On stand up, I would, but yeah. Like walking down the street, honey, I'm trying to find a man. Okay,
that's such a good point.
Yeah. I think that the more that you look like you do meth, people give you less money.
Yeah, for sure.
That's so disrespectful.
It's hard though.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, there's a fine line between hipster and meth these days.
Okay.
Right?
Hipsters are kind of out though, don't you think? Aren't we we're back to kind of bro season?
God, yes.
I love it.
You're so right. But bros now, it's a little bit of like metro bro.
I like it. It's you know, we went to hipsters because everyone was like, oh, these guys are cool and they're just as bad. And
it's so funny. I was like, ugh, metro bro. I'm literally wearing a backwards hat and face full of makeup.
We're gay. Yes. We're gay. We're gay.
But bros. I think it is. It's bro culture that kind of wants to be gay. That's what it is right now, right?
The bros have really accepted the gays into... I never expected, especially to live in Texas and have all straight male friends. And it's incredible.
Yeah, it's almost like they're like... kind of jealous.
I think they wish that they could have sex the way we do.
Yeah.
I think that it's like, is this, and Jimmy is straight. So
Jimmy, you're straight right now?
You can confirm what I'm saying.
You are?
I'm married.
There's like this sense of like adrenaline where it's like, I can never feel as free as they are.
Do you kind of feel like that, Jimmy?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Like free in the sense of like I just could fuck anything.
Or maybe the free in the sense that like, you know how like how we clip things up on this podcast saying like really disgusting sexual things that we do.
Yeah.
And would you feel free with your parents seeing that?
My parents do see that.
Yeah, but it's us saying.
Yeah. His sister was a fan and then goes, he's like, yeah, I'm on that fucking
podcast. She
had
no idea.
I talked to my dad a little yesterday and he was like, I just found your podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he goes, learning a lot about my son. He goes, and you know what? And my dad's the best. He's like a small town guy. He's like, and whatever it takes, Dylan, say whatever you fucking want. And I'm on here being like, I'm getting face fucked by bisexual men. And my dad is like, say it, King.
Yes! Preach, yes. Yeah. There is a freeing thing about being like, once you dive in, I'm diving
it's
in.
There. It's like, Dad, I don't want to tell you, I suck cock.
Yeah, because your dad's like, maybe there's a thing about like with a woman, you're like, you have to be a little bit more chivalrous with a woman. But if it's another dude, no victims.
We always talk also about that being like, we would want to have sex with a woman. Oh, I guess. What's that noise?
I think it's your dad.
Yeah, my dad's here. Because we always talk about we would have sex with a woman, and I think the thing that stops me from wanting to have sex with a woman is the thought of having to be there emotionally for her in any situation.
You do have to. I'm going to be honest. Okay, if it's a one-night stand, no emotions, whatever. After two times of hooking up, as much as like you even want to lie to yourself and be like, nothing, I don't have any emotions, I don't have any connections that...
You do.
Yeah. I think it's like a woman's like anatomy, something in you that like you, there's little like emotional hooks that your body like hooks onto and you can't get away from it.
I think also just having to come out is like and telling your grandma I'm gay with the implication of I get fucking railed in my ass that she just has to be like, we still love you. Yes. Like, what am I gonna say? Like I told my grandma I like to get butt fucked.
Yeah. You know?
Like what other barrier do I have to hop over? It's like I already did it.
Do you think your grandma knows what that means?
Butt fucked?
Yeah, does she, when you say I'm gay, she's not just she like knows. Seeing you holding hands with another man?
Honey, who's holding hands?
Honey, I don't know if
I've
held my hand
I in just, years. For whatever reason, I see like me telling my grandma, like my brother telling my grandma I was gay, it's just that my grandma has like, in her mind, the nativity scene changes and it's just like a guy dressed as Mary on a donkey and also Joseph carrying a man on a donkey. Like it's
and
still
then the three
dainty.
Wise men are drag queens. Yeah. Trying to ruin America. They just, I know you don't really care about this, but maybe you do.
What?
Russia just made the LGBT movement a terrorist group.
What else did they call them?
Okay.
I'm just like,
could they be any more powerful now?
Yeah, that is true.
That's
wild. Is that
wild? So Russia does not like gay.
They never have, though.
They haven't?
They've never been like, gay is cool. They've always been like bad.
Putin's kind of.
Well, I feel like.
Oh, they're definitely homoerotic.
He rides shirtless on a horse.
That's not gay.
That's not gay. That's actually
that's not gay at all. In fact, that's straight. That's straight bisexual.
Can I,
maybe.
Yeah.
Can
I'm putting
I
that in my
debate
mouth.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
You can debate anything.
Okay. Yeah. Any man who is bouncing naked, kind of gay.
Wait, but you're
pretty
a horse
gay.
Girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you break your hymen on the horse and then was like, oh my God, I didn't lose my virginity?
I wanted to. That was the thing. I'm not talking about.
Okay, well, maybe that's why you're putting that on Putin, where he's bouncing. I don't
know
if he's bouncing.
He's literally a man who's. I mean, you're bouncing on a horse.
He's not
kind of half naked.
Oh, and you're kind of doing that when you're bouncing on the horse.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel a little slutty.
And you're you're a little bit slutty.
My ass is popping back up. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Also, you're getting bounced. Yeah, can we say that? You are receiving the bounce. You're not giving the bounce.
I don't think he's bouncing. I think he's like riding.
Oh.
Gay! Oh, gay!
I guess you know whatever I guess he can still put it in.
But he's
for
a
you?
Giver for me. Yeah. Do I think
is he
Putin's
too hot?
Hot?
Is Putin too hot for you?
You know what? Yeah, he's kind. Yeah, he's pretty hot. Yes, he's kind. Dude, he's got a good bod.
He has a great body.
Can we be? I mean, I'm more of a Kim Jong Un.
Chubby chaser.
Yeah, I'm more. What? That's more my speed, probably.
You would get with Kim Jong Un?
Knowing myself, no. Okay, I would, guys. I hear the snap of a finger. I'd say Putin all the way. But if I know myself, and I'm out, we're out in Tokyo, having the three of us having a good time.
Why is he in Tokyo? He's not allowed in
know.
Tokyo.
I don't know. I'm just giving us a scene. Okay. We're all undercover. All of us. And I would probably, like, if it's like a wild Tuesday, I'm probably going home with Kim Jong-un before Putin.
Well, actually,
if we're all in an outfit, I'd love to be Jennifer Garner in Alias. And just like, ooh, uh-oh. In like a really slutty outfit and a red wig being like, oh, here I am with Kim Jong-un. And Catherine, and they're about to have sex.
Yeah, and you're like, Catherine, you don't even need to go this far. I'm like, no, I got to do more research.
By the way, that literally is Alias because you're with a world leader. And yeah, that's so fun.
If you know the fly out is like, hey, baby, come, I'm a fly you out. The fly out to Putin would be like, he's like, you don't understand, I have to work all the time.
Yes.
I'll see you later. Have fun in the room or pool or whatever. But Kim Jong-un would be like, I'm taking you on the train.
Yes.
We're going to go see a whole fucking country. And then he's like, going to show you North Korea.
Right. And he's like, I'll never take my eyes off of you.
Yeah.
Everyone, don't you read? Don't read anything. Don't look.
Really
don't talk to anybody. Yeah,
you would be so good in The Handmaid's Tale.
Me?
I could really see you there.
I know, because I love to be told what to do.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I actually just meant like the TV show, like I could see you doing well on the TV show.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I was confused what you meant too.
I can see
that. I go, can we get there already? Jesus Christ. This bitch is tired of thinking for herself. Fuck. I have a head for a bonnet. I've always said that. that. I got a great bonnet size head.
You do have the bangs for a bonnet.
I know. I used to have a joke about it. I'm like, dude, you know, you go to college, you have ambitions, and then you get out of college and you're ready to work, and then you start working and you realize how shitty it is, and then you have that one friend who like kind of marries a rich guy and has a baby soon, and she's just chilling, and you're like, yeah, no, I could wear a bonnet. Well, I could do that life. Fuck this shit. Yeah. Fuck this 9 to 5.
His TikTok feed is trad wives.
Me?
Yeah. Oh,
what's trad wives?
I've got traditional wives. I've gotten my Instagram to be
like Little House on the Prairie.
You know, my entire Instagram is all Republican conservative Christian content of like women dressing more godly at the gym and like being good wives to their husbands, and I've never been happy. I watched, you know what,
wait, are yoga pants godly?
No,
Dylan wants to be Pookie. He wants
to, yeah. I love to be Pookie. I'm here with Pookie. My man bringing me all over the country with my big ass eyes. Call me Pookie, bitch.
My favorite Pookie moments is when.
Wait, who's Pookie?
You don't know. Oh, Colin doesn't know pop culture.
So
I don't think you're gay.
No, whatever. This is like rich people culture. But
It's on TikTok. It's huge. So it's this rich guy who has like this wife that's kind of like soulless when you look at her, but he just buys her nice things and brings her on vacation.
The best thing is like they literally, this is what they got popular off of, is they would go on they would front face camera, right? And she'd be like, okay, well, it's a date night. I'm wearing Lulu with my Chelsea purse and my da-da-da-da jeans, right? And then he would be like, Pookie, you look absolutely fire tonight. And then she would fake laugh. Her fake laugh at his jokes that's my favorite. I could do a compilation of just that.
Can you imitate the fake laugh?
This is the fake laugh. She goes. It's kind of, you know, the moment someone steps on your toe, but then you don't scream.
Yeah.
It's that.
Their love will outlast all of us.
Yes.
I do believe they will last together forever.
Because do you want to know what they're in love with?
Money.
Money.
And attention.
And attention.
And they're getting both.
Yeah. So he'll go on and he's like, obviously I have my Paige jeans on and my Lacoste boots or Lucchese boots or whatever. He's always wearing the same thing. Can we call him out on that?
I know. He always
it's like it's the same brand every time.
Yeah, he loves her so much.
He loves her so much.
He's always like, Pookie, you look absolutely fire tonight.
Thank
you, baby.
She's way beyond him.
Well, she has those crazy eyes where they're like bulging out. Where she's like, thank you, baby. Yes. It's really crazy.
She's got a little bit of a purse dog look.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the dog, not the woman carrying the dog.
The pug.
Yes.
She's pug eyes. Come
she's
on,
got pug
say
eyes.
It. Say it.
She's got. She does have pug. She has pug eyes.
Who doesn't love pugs?
I know. I like.
I
have no eye. When I smile, there's no eyes in there. So I like big eyeballs.
By the way, who am I to judge on anybody's character whatsoever?
Character?
You know what I've realized? And not character. I can do that. I meant looks. But
You can.
Thank you so much. You know what I realized? I thought about this the other day.
Oh, I always forget. Whenever you do that, I'm supposed to say no, but I kind of just get uncomfortable and say nothing.
What do you mean? But what?
You go, who am I to judge people for their looks, implying that you're fucking a hideous beast. And I'm supposed to say, no, you're not, Dylan.
No, actually,
but I just get uncomfortable and I kind of go.
If you said no, you're not, I would be like, well, now you're through in the front. Just don't comment on that. You know what I mean? I'm going to say it regardless. But I did realize the other day that I smile. The way I smile is like Lauren Conrad, because I remember.
What's that?
Do you ever watch The Hills?
Yes, but I can't remember. Is it like a very soft smile?
Well, she said that her smile goes side to side, not straight. Not like they don't go like up. Like, you know, mine goes straight.
Do it. Oh my God, you're so right.
It doesn't go up, and just like Lauren Conrad's, but she always goes like this.
She sticks. She does. She gives
like, she'll be like.
Oh, does she do the thing where I used to do that, where it's almost like her tongue is trying to escape out of her front teeth?
Yeah, it's kind of that was the look in the early 2000s. But I have all like spaces in my teeth, so it looks, and like an underbite, so it looks awful. I'm always like, oh, I'm
it
Lauren.
Looks like you. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
do you have a little bit of spam in your teeth? You got a little Vienna sausage in your smile.
Yeah. I don't know why I brought that up.
It's a gum.
Wait, so is it like the smile? Because I used to do this in high school, where it's like.
Or you like bite a little bit, like.
Is it because you're trying to almost bring out your neck or your jaw a little bit.
That actually would be smart. I think in my mind, I think I'm being like silly. Like,
yeah.
LOL.
I was a kid model and I went to this class one time and there was this fucking, it doesn't matter.
One time
just, can I just tell the story?
I have a further question about this because I've always wanted to know about like catalog models.
Uh-huh.
Like, who models for Sears? Is that what you were modeling for?
Sears? Like, no, I did like runway, like kid runway.
I'm happy for you.
It was weird, and I don't know who was watching that, being like, yeah, my kid would look fucking great in those pants. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
When we were taking pictures one time for the podcast, Colton was like, like getting really, and I was like, you look like Brooke Shields. Like, it looks so crazy. And I was like, how did you learn to do this? He was like, it was my first job.
I was like,
my first job was at Papagino's.
Yeah. I had to earn my dentist appointment.
Well, there was some like lesson or whatever, and the lady was always like, everyone has to find their smile. My smile is when I put my top teeth on my bottom lip. And I will remember
that was
like,
your look.
No, that was her look, and I just remember being like, "This bitch is bad at this."
Somebody's got a fart.
No, you're pushing. It's resting.
Oh, like rest.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like Southern woman. Southern woman is holding back.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart, sweetheart.
You're from the South, though, right?
Yeah. Kind of. Yes, not kind of. I'm from Kentucky. I'm from Louisville. But then South Carolina for school and then almost 10 years in Georgia.
Did y'all do like
Cotillion? I didn't. Yeah. I was Louisville, which is more...
Kentucky?
Yeah.
That's the college town, right?
Yeah, because
Heather Shaw lives there with her lawyer girlfriend.
How far?
Wife, I think.
How far was it?
Marriage is a bit... vague.
with gay. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Wait, but how far away is that from Elizabethtown? Have you seen that?
E-Town. How far away is E-Town? I think it's like 2 hours.
One of the best movies ever made.
Orlando Bloom.
Oh, one of the best movies.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
I forget what it's about.
She lives here.
She does?
Yeah.
Kirsten Dunst does?
Her and Jesse Plemons live in Austin.
Did you ever think it was weird that Orlando Bloom ended up with Katy Perry?
I hate it, actually.
Because...
And his big uncut cock.
He has an uncut cock?
Yeah, you guys didn't see the pictures?
On the surfboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Jimmy, really?
Why did you not react when I said, yeah, he...
See, that makes
sense. You're just like acting like no one had seen it in here. Like,
he was an elf for so long.
Do you know he's 21 in that movie? First Lord of the Rings, he's 21.
He was an elf for so long.
He was an elf.
That was his first year.
I just want him to end up with like a fairy girl. I want him to end up with a Kirsten Dunst or like a little blonde... little dandelion, but he ended up with Katy Perry. Like, she's literally like a human version of a spiky choker collar.
But
you know what I mean?
She is. But remember, Elizabeth Swann wasn't a fairy.
Who's Elizabeth Swann?
Who was Elizabeth Swann?
From Pirates?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh,
I like that. That's the one thing together. That I know my reference.
Wait, Keira Knightley?
Yeah, and Orlando Bloom should have ended up together.
Paulie.
I bring it up all the time, but when I was in sixth grade, I saw that movie and Kirsten, or what's her name? Keira Knightley cuts her hand open with the blood, and I did that because I saw it in the movie, and I was like. Shh. In like sixth grade, I remember being like, "Oh no!" And I remember just thinking like, "Oh my god, how would I?" I had to like hide it from my dad because like, how am I gonna explain?
Wait,
it to
you
my
did
dad?
It like by yourself in your room?
Yeah, because I was like reenacting the movie.
It wasn't even like a party trick.
No, it was alone, and she looked so beautiful when she did it. I just wanted to like be like that too, and so I was like. And I remember afterwards immediately being like, how am I going to explain this to my dad? Like, I saw Keira Knightley cut her hand open. So I cut mine open. Bad. And I got away with it. I never had to explain it, thank God. My dad would have not been okay with that.
They were like, are you sad? Are you hurting yourself? You're like, I want to be Keira Knightley.
I go, oh, it really did hurt.
Yeah.
Because it was a knife.
Did you have to get stitches?
No, I didn't cut it. I obviously tried to do it, and it was like, oh, whoa.
I was trying to earn my Boy Scout badge, Dad.
Yeah. Could you imagine? I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, was it a butter knife?
No, but I think I like held
it. Do you
have
a scar?
What?
Okay.
I don't think I went that deep.
Okay.
Yeah. But I remember there being like a bloodline.
Did you think like Orlando Bloom was going to appear?
No, I just like used to like wear like.
He was in sixth grade, so that's crazy.
No, I might have even been.
That is way too old.
I I had thoughts like this. Okay,
you were a witch back then too.
What
I said, you were a witch back then too.
I will say that ever since I was a little kid, even when I was like a kid, my family was like, we're Catholic, and I remember just thinking like. I'm a witch. There's no way I'm Catholic. I don't know what y'all are crazy.
Yeah, you guys might be, but I'm not.
I've been like obsessed with, ever since I could talk, I've been like, I'm a witch.
I remember this, I started doing voodoo as a kid when I had a crush, and I think I read this in like a Cosmopolitan magazine, which is insane that it was in that. Do you remember when like they would, like, you're like 17
kill a dog
and you're reading,
and
yeah,
you
they're
to,
like
put a thing around it?
So close. You remember you would read the sex articles when you're and it would be like put an ice cube
in your mouth when you suck his dick
inside their earlobe and then let it drip down into their cervix and then drip that ice cube down into their butthole region, and you're like 16 and you're like okay, I haven't fingered anybody yet, but I'll try the fucking ice cube. But there was one thing that was like, if you have a crush, when you go to bed at night, close your eyes and imagine walking out of your door and then walking into their door and opening up their bedroom and climbing into bed with them at night. And I did that like every single night about my crush over
and then did you
and
change
over.
Crushes and have to change to the like
but
door?
Did you get your crush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ended up being a crush on me. He ended up being, and then once he had a crush on me, I was over him.
Yeah.
But I swear to God that voodoo worked.
Why did that? Oh.
No.
Yes,
you
don't.
No, it didn't.
You think he was just like, she won't.
Thought about him a lot, and you probably, when you saw him, went like.
I was always staring at him in English class.
And then middle school is like, oh, I think she likes me, then I like her too. Like, that is how that works.
I know, it's like path of least resistance, kind of osmosis.
Or just like energy, and I feel like when you do things like that, you are kind of cultivating a type of energy that you're putting out into the world, regardless. And life is all energy, you know, so.
Yeah,
You think so? I agree, Witch.
I really do think I'm like, I've like masturbated about people, and then all of a sudden I like had sex with them. You're like. That was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of want to do that with my career.
No.
Yeah.
What? Who? On Grindr? So you went on, you went on the grid, you went,
hey,
oh,
hey,
nice.
I had a pass before I met you.
You what?
I had a pass before I met you.
A pass?
Yeah, where I used to masturbate about people and then have sex with them. Okay.
Oh, a past.
A past. Okay. What did you thought I said?
Wait,
did you
like, ever... I had a hall pass. I was like, I don't, you could still do that
I know.
What the?
Did you ever do somebody that was like, you were like, no, by no means this will ever happen. Like, this is so far beyond my league, but you would masturbate to him and then eventually it happened?
I don't know about, like, my league, but there have been situations where you're like, I never would have thought this would have happened, and then about the exact situation, you know, where you're like, this is just kind of what happens. I'm being vague, but...
Guys, should I start envisioning Kim Jong-un? And then I change the world. Like, he falls in love with me.
You're immediately going to move to North Korea and be like, I hate America. You are like, I can feel it.
I make it worse.
Yeah. I go. Like, well, we weren't going to get nuked until Kevin.
Yeah. I go, okay, hear me out. But the bonnets are going to have patterns, okay? And you get to pick. You can have
you
silk.
And all of your, like, Korean, like, henchwomen.
We're going to start a girl band.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm allowed to do Asian voice. I married a Kim Jong-un.
Okay, I'm an un now.
Yeah.
Call me Mrs. Un. I'm Un Uno.
Oh my God. Wait, do you have any gay friends?
I'd like to see that wedding. It's Un is the loneliest number. That's not a love song. Never mind.
It is when you're with Kim Jong-un.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do I have any gay friends?
And is your brother hot?
Oh, wait, is your brother gay or were you given a hypothetical?
Did I say my brother was gay?
You did say that.
You said your brother had to come out to your grandma.
Oh, so you're just a liar.
Oh, I think I was saying envisioning. Like, my grandma, I was just saying my family's so innocent. Like, they're so Catholic and innocent. Like, if like, one of my brothers or my cousins told my grandma she was gay, she would just be like, her envisions of gay would just be like a guy on the donkey is married
instead of,
but she would never put together butt sex.
Gotcha.
Meaning gay.
And your brother's not gay.
She's smart. She's a smart cookie. She'd do it.
You think, yeah.
She'd eventually be like, so how do they?
Whoa. I think so. I mean, she had 10 kids, so she probably,
what?
Actually.
She had 10 kids. She definitely knows
and
what
one of those kids are
is.
Gay.
Yes, that's the odds.
That's the odds.
That's the odds.
There's no way you have 10 straight kids.
I mean,
you can't even have four straight kids.
Maybe.
My parents could. Yeah.
One of my aunts, no, I don't think any of them. That's kind of crazy.
No.
But the cousins, we have some gay cousins.
Oh, great.
Like my, you know, like the third generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
No, one of those 10 has done something gay.
Yeah, I have over 60 cousins on one side.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
But is your brother hot? And how old is he?
No.
Oh.
What? I have two.
Believe that.
You're so pretty. I don't believe that you're going
to
have ugly
brothers.
I do
not believe that you are related to anyone ugly.
I agree. I think you're a full nice. Hot family.
No, my dad is horrendous. Horrendous. I know people say like a thumb, but like he's a thumb.
Uh-huh.
He is a thumb.
Like he knows it though.
Yeah, but I don't talk to him, so it's okay if I can diss him.
Oh, good.
But he is horrendous. Almost to the point where like I was kind of embarrassed to like introduce people to him.
God, what? You're gonna be so attractive when you're older too.
I can't wait to grow up.
Oh, you're gonna be. I'm
33, and I'm just like, I can't wait to be a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna be like. Do you think you'll always have long hair?
No. Do you want me to? Should I?
I love the long hair.
I do. I love it on you.
Oh yeah.
And like. This isn't my life changed when I bought another woman's hair and sewed it onto
That's
my
your
skull.
Hair?
No. No, this is from India.
This is from India.
And now I am complete. I just got hair extensions. Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
Yes. I just got them and I'm not shy about it.
No, if I was a girl, I'd have hair extensions.
I don't know why I didn't get this sooner.
How long do they stay in?
I don't have a brush right now. My brush is in Laser's car. So just know I haven't brushed my hair in like 20.
That's fine.
It's fine.
It is fine.
But do you see them?
Oh, yeah.
You want to see them?
Yeah. They look great.
They're sewn in, huh?
You want to see them? You want to see my tracks?
They last about a month.
Oh.
Yeah, you do get them.
And then you have to get
up.
Them either re-sewn in or you have to get new ones.
It's
girls will do anything but grow their hair out.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I say. I just start twirling this hair.
Yeah, it looks incredible and it looks so natural.
Thank you. It doesn't. Nothing matters anymore.
Yeah.
I can get
Wait,
away.
Did, why did you do it for the length?
Yeah, and I had 12 strands of hair. And like, if I didn't shower for 3 days,
it just looked flat.
My scalp was exposed. It was disgusting.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I was a horrendous beast.
Yeah,
I started looking like my dad, and then I bought another woman's hair and put it in my head. And
it looks incredible.
I feel unstoppable now. It's amazing what
hair. Do you think there's women?
What?
Do you know that? Do they gender your hair? This is like, did you have an option for an Indian man's hair?
God, I would pay extra for that.
Why? Because it's thicker.
Yeah. Or, and I think I would like some male DNA getting into my body.
Make you smarter?
Make me smarter.
Thought I was going to get a laugh. Only reason I said it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wouldn't have said it.
And then you thought it was a joke. But then
I go, what? I'm not misogynist, but I'll say it if I think people are going to laugh. And then they don't laugh.
I genuinely was so serious about it.
I think women are stupid. Okay.
Yeah. I was going off of her reaction, and she kind of just went, yeah.
No, because I was so being so genuine. I do think... I don't think guys are smarter, but I think guys...
are more problem solvers?
Yeah, and this is going to sound so bad, but I noticed that guys are just brought up, raised to talk about more diverse subjects than women.
Well, they're encouraged to talk about... Women are encouraged to talk about men and dating and relationships.
Yes.
And I was friends with women my entire life, so I have a hard time not... immediately doing that with people is because I'll go right for how are you feeling, and men don't talk about how they're feeling, they talk about what's going on. So like I have a straight friend who was like, stop asking me how my day was. He goes, you're not allowed to ask me how my day is, and you can't ask me about how I'm doing emotionally. And I was like, okay. And now we just talk about other things, and it's so nice to not have to deep dive into like
I had to make that rule with Chip.
Yeah,
because I go, hey, if something in my day was worth talking about, I'll tell you.
That's straight.
Otherwise, don't fucking ask me.
Well, and then you guys just want to talk about like statistics and facts.
I love it.
And then they have a good time. And then Yeah, and you can live your whole life, you know, drowning in your sorrows, you know, and they have no idea, and they have no true connection to their friendships, realizing that, like, no, they, you know, a man's best friend would, like, kill himself, and they'd be like, I had no idea he was going through anything. And that's, you know, but sometimes on a day-to-day, you don't want to talk about it.
I so agree with you. Like, I love, I wish that there was, like, a happy medium. I do like talking about feelings and having deep conversations, and I hate small talk. I do like to sit down with somebody, and I love when I sit down with somebody and within the first couple minutes they're like, no, really, how are you doing? And we like actually have a genuine conversation about how much we hate cutting up stand-up clips and posting it every week. But then I hate like always talking about where did you get that top? Where are you? That kind of shit over and over again. I'm like, Give me some facts or something. Like I do like a male conversation, a bro-y conversation sometimes about something. Well, I never knew.
You're supposed
about.
To have ask a different friend for all these things.
Yeah, you what?
Ask me where I got this top.
Where'd you get that top?
Obviously Target. I have 400 of them. It's the only shirt I wear.
Move on, bitch.
Move on. Yeah.
I feel like you're supposed to have different types of friends that you can have different types of conversations. I think that most people are kind of like limiting and they make their world really small and then they get married and that's the only other person that they talk to. And then they drive each other crazy and they're like, you're the problem. It's like, no, just like have two friends.
Have different friends that you talk about different shit with.
Yeah.
Like interesting actual shit with.
Agreed.
I just think sometimes it's not a women hating thing. It's just like, we gotta start having more broad conversations.
And it's not natural. It's just how women are raised socially to talk about that. It's not even like, it's not like, you know, I don't want to be a gay guy talking about biology, but it's not bio. You know what I mean? It's not biology. It's just socially.
Right.
Yeah. Also, I think sometimes women will think that men's conversations are like small talk, like you said, but it's like they're getting really into these specific you know, things. Yeah. Like when they're talking football, it might seem stupid, but it's like it means everything. You're right.
100%.
It's like a little word puzzle, but it's a conversation. And you're like, hey, maybe we could figure this out if we talk about it. I actually just realized as you were saying that whenever I'm hanging out with my husband's friends and they want to talk about comedy, I'm like, no, you guys aren't my comedy talk. I'm not here. I don't. You guys
that's
are
like
the...
you're just like mentoring instead of having a real, genuine conversation about comedy.
Right. I won't have a conversation. I will not have conversations with comedy unless you do comedy. Honestly, unless you do stand up, I can't talk about comedy. Unless I ask you who your favorite comedian is and you give me good answers. And if you were just giving me Netflix special people, I can't talk to you about it.
Yeah, right. That is my litmus test. I go, who? Like, and then they go like, oh, I love Jim Gaffigan. I go, still? He hasn't put out anything in a while. Like, what's happening?
I love female comics. Who's your favorite? I love Tina Fey.
Oh, yeah, she's on a stand up.
I love her hour.
Yeah, I love her hour.
Oh my god, do you remember her Comedy Central hour from the 90s?
It's crazy. Well, this podcast only has two segments. And so the first one,
it's Where'd You Get That Top?
It's actually, do you have any questions for us?
Our first segment is called Do You Have Any Questions For Us?
Yes, I have questions.
Okay. You don't have to.
I want one.
Okay.
I like that she's looking like, no, I don't have any.
Okay. The world's ending and you three are together.
Okay.
And here, and the world is out there zombieing.
In here?
Yeah. And you're like, and food is running short and you're like, all right, we have to kill one of us to eat, to survive. Mm-hmm. Who are you guys going to kill and eat?
Unfortunately, I think the obvious answer is Jimmy, but I think that we would then go, who's going to do the stuff? And then I'm going to go, and I'd probably go like, kill me. I don't like to do stuff anyway.
I can really also see us being like, what if we like went outside and saw for ourselves if there is zombies or what's going on?
You're just like not even trusting the
I think we would be like, I think we would figure out a way.
I think that we would then be like, I bet there's three other people and we can eat them.
Yeah, we're a band. Yeah,
okay,
you
avoided it.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Okay.
Well, the answer, you're all fucking... The answer is
your
Jimmy.
Answer is Jimmy, but we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we would have to find another solution because the most obvious answer is one of us.
Because killing him, honey, he bruises the whole thing. We can't even make a clip.
I don't know. I also don't think I would want to be in a zombie apocalypse. I'd probably just go out.
I said that. I said I don't want to survive.
That
then.
Sucks.
I walk outside. I put tahini around my butthole, and I go have at it.
I actually think I'd make it. Okay, but so then our last segment.
That was a good question, though.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a great
You're
question.
You're so smart.
Thank you.
You're so
Thank
smart.
You. Thank you so much.
And your hair looks great.
Yeah, yes. I'm a boy.
Yes.
I'm an Indian man.
Yeah.
The last question is, if you were a gay man,
sure.
Would you rather have sex with me or Dylan? I'm bottoming, he's topping. We both love oral.
But, oh, okay. The oral was going to be the number one. Okay, your body bottoming, your topping. Mm-hmm. I want to peg somebody so bad.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very common female answer.
Yeah, is it really?
Yeah, to be like, I want to be the one who fucks.
I haven't.
Yeah. Women are always like, I want to fucking rail a man.
Yeah, I want to peg so bad. I've never pegged, but I want to.
Letting you peg?
So, I think there's some aggression in me that I need to get out. I want to punch a bitch and I want to peg a bitch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you go for runs?
I think I need to go on a run. I've been scootering too much. Yeah. I've got to start running. Yeah, so I'll go. Whoever will receive, I would like to
Amazing.
Give it.
Oh, great, cool great, 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 great. Well, right. Looks like we're doing it. Do you have anything coming up that you want to plug or are you excited about?
Yeah. So I'm recording my special in Houston on Friday on the 29th.
Ooh, congratulations.
So it'll come out, you know, in the next 1 to 11 months.
Amazing.
Where are you doing it?
In Houston at the Riot.
I love the Riot.
That's such a great room.
I love it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm excited.
Great.
Good. I'm sure it's going to be great. Follow Catherine. She's so funny.
And follow us and like and subscribe. Go to our YouTube. Comment.
You guys are where I see on the Instagram.
And we love the DMs. That's fun. But like a comment would mean a lot more.
Start a fight in the comments. That actually helps a lot for the algo.
It's all controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to clip up you saying some crazy
please,
shit.
Please. I don't care. Make me look like a beast. I don't give a shit. Make me look like a villain. Yeah. Okay? Villains are thriving right now.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.